Governor Ventura has always said the budget surplus should go back proportionally to the taxpayers who created it. But this new tax rebate plan of his seems to amend that philosophy. Now Ventura says there should be a tighter cap on the size of the rebate checks that go to the wealthy.
As a person who at times in my career has been on the high level of income, I could live with it. I could live with a cap on what I would get back.
Ventura's plan is designed to return about 35% of the state sales tax paid by Minnesotans over the past 2 years. The state has no way of knowing exactly how much anyone spends in sales tax, but it can estimate the amount based on income levels. The Ventura administration says this approach will return $764 to a family of four that earns about $50,000 a year. But when it's compared to the Republican income tax rebate plan, Ventura's approach diverges the most in the way it treats the rich and the poor.
You know, if you don't have any income and you're spending every Social Security dollar you're living on, you'll get nothing. In my plan, you will at least, it'll be addressed somewhat with some relief to those people that I think is fair to them.
Ventura guarantees low-income households a minimum rebate of $384. The Republican income tax rebate plan gives nothing back to people who don't pay income tax. At the other extreme, Ventura caps the rebate for the richest Minnesotans at $2,000. The Republican cap is $7,600. And this is the part of the Ventura plan that doesn't go down well with House Speaker Steve Swigum.
We have certain programs in government, you know, namely our health care programs, our health human services programs, where we actually get into programs to help folks, you know, to help needy people in the state. That's what those programs are for. I don't think that you can argue from a socialistic attitude that maybe Mr. Moe and Mr. Ventura are coming from that the tax program ought to be about redistribution as well.
Democrats are rushing to embrace Ventura's plan. It's not exactly the property tax rebates they usually prefer, and which they believe help low-income Minnesotans the most, but they do like the sales tax rebate a lot better than the income tax rebates. Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe has been especially quick to join Ventura's side.
I think the debate has ended on which kind of rebate it's going to be. It's going to be Ventura's rebate process. That's what it's going to be.
On this issue, Moe and Ventura are outflanking the House Republicans. But Republicans still hope to keep their income tax rebate plan alive by subjecting the sales tax rebate plan to closer scrutiny and to expose what they believe are fundamental flaws in the Ventura approach.
Both bills will be heard in committee. Hopefully we will have a few more facts as to whether the thresholds of the IRS are met or not.
Swigum and other Republicans say they're worried the Internal Revenue Service will decide to tax the sales tax rebates as regular income. And they say the Ventura rebates could turn into a mess of back taxes, penalties, and paperwork for Minnesota taxpayers. Ventura's advisors say they're confident the IRS will not tax the sales tax rebates. Republicans have opened the door to a compromise with the governor. Some say they'd accept the Ventura sales tax rebates if he also signs on to deep cuts in the permanent income tax rate. Ventura says he believes in cutting the rate, but he might not be willing to go as far as the Republicans hope.
We need to keep up the pressure for permanent tax relief. But again, we have to be prudent. We have to be careful in tax relief so that we don't do a knee-jerk reaction, make a bunch of big cuts, and then 2 years from now we're looking at a deficit again.
Ventura's staff is still putting the final touches on his tax rebate bill, and House Republicans have promised to introduce it alongside their legislation for income tax rebates in the House Taxes Committee next Tuesday. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.